Robert Hutchins, who is a 60-year-old man from Sandy, Utah, pled guilty to threatening the CEO of the United States Anti-Doping Agency. The reason Hutchins threatened was because of a decision they made regarding Lance Armstrong. In 2012, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency started an extensive investigation to determine whether Lance Armstrong had been cheating by doping or using other drugs or improper means, not only to win races here in the United States, but also to win his Tour de France championships. The investigation heated up, and Travis Tigert, the CEO of the Anti-Doping Agency, started to receive substantial negative public comment.
Is it that often that the U.S. District Attorney's Office ends up prosecuting someone who's involved in a sports-related case? I mean, how unusual is this?
I would look at it a little differently. The U.S. Attorney's Office does on more than one occasion prosecute those who send threatening communications across interstate lines. There are people who use the Internet to threaten others, and those types of crimes is something the U.S. Attorney's Office does prosecute. Now, having it involve the sports world, a little less usual. Either it goes unreported or there's not as many people focusing their hatred on an individual like took place here.
And how did this come to your attention? Did Travis Tigert file a report on what happened?
Travis Tigert received a substantial number of negative emails, phone calls, and faxes. I think as time went on, the negativity of those communications increased. It got to a point where the communications crossed the line from being critical and negative to being threatening. When Tigert received the threatening communications, or the communications he thought were threatening, he immediately called the local police, who then involved the FBI. Tigert, on his own, relocated his family and hired private security because he had no idea of knowing how serious the people were who were sending these threatening communications.
And there's another person here that we should keep in mind.
Another gentleman named Jarrett Keats, who is a 70-year-old physician from Florida, also crossed the line. At first, he sent negative emails to Travis Tigert. Both of these gentlemen were major Lance Armstrong fans. Dr. Keats sent threatening communications to Tigert, not necessarily to influence Tigert's decision, but to communicate the displeasure of Tigert's decision. He essentially threatened not only Tigert, but Tigert's children. I can quote from the threat, "The greatest service I could do to mankind is to kill Travis Tigert. Armstrong is an outstanding, superior American, unlike the filth that has contaminated this once great country."
Powerful words.
They certainly were to Mr. Tigert. When someone threatens to harm your children and kill yourself, it is understandable to have a serious reaction to do anything possible to protect your family and to locate the individual responsible for the threats. The Federal Bureau of Investigation worked very quickly to determine who was responsible for each of these threats. They were able to look at the email, look at the email sender's internet protocol address, and then trace it back to a residence. They would then, in both cases, go in and talk to the individuals, and in both cases, the individuals confessed. Interestingly, in Dr. Keats's case, after the FBI interviewed him, Dr. Keats promised not to send any more threatening emails to Tigert. Yet, several days later, Keats could not help himself and sent yet another email, which got him in additional trouble.
Do we know if Lance Armstrong was in communication with either of these men?
We don't know. I think it's highly unlikely, however.
I see. So it's almost as if we're moving into the crazed fans department here.
I think that's exactly where we're at. I think that Lance Armstrong had millions of supporters. And I think that as this anti-doping investigation continued, some of the supporters became concerned or even disenfranchised. Other supporters became angered and even more supportive of Mr. Armstrong. Once the investigation had concluded and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency had decided to essentially strip Lance Armstrong of all of his victories, people either were disappointed in Armstrong or upset with the agency that took the titles away from Armstrong.
Jeff, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity.